Welcome back, y'all, to Rosie on the House. What are you trying to tell me through the window there, darling?
Well, we had a sweet gal, Amber. She's a mama of four.
Yes.
And she called last week and couldn't wait.
Okay.
And she was on earlier and couldn't wait. I imagine it's because she's busy with the four kids.
Okay.
But they've remodeled the upstairs, and they're really happy with it. And now she's thinking she might be brave enough to try the kitchen remodel thing.
Okay.
And she was kind of wanting your advice on how to go about that without disrupting her family so much. She anticipated like a two-week gap of not having a sink. Would that be normal?
Well, you can work around reducing that window a little bit, but I mean, there will definitely be some disruption of the normal food processing assembly line in any kitchen with a family of four if we're going to remodel it beginning to end, tear out, and replace. A lot of times, depending on what countertop she wants to go with, we'll go in there with a plywood and just set the sink back in place so that she can use it while we're waiting for the slab to get. We have to make a template, then we have to take that template back to the shop, cut the slab, treat the edge, you know, set an installation date. Many times that's a drag of 2 or 3 weeks. So
I guess as a mom of four, you could think about cooking and freezing some meals and paper plates and just
absolutely.
And if you're not objectable, eating out, you know, just different kind of things.
Absolutely.
A different way of living for a little while.
It's a different way of living for just a little bitty while.
You always tell me it's kind of like you gain family members when you do a remodel. You're doing a little counseling and
yeah, a lot
sometimes
of
some marriage counseling, mom counseling.
A lot of family counseling in the world of remodeling.
Take a breath. She did say it was stressful doing the upstairs, so I think she kind of knows that, but sounds like she really wants to get it done.
Well, they psychology tests that they've run homeowners through actually suggest that a kitchen remodel will put as much stress on you as the death of a loved one.
Oh, my goodness.
Is that?
Well, no wonder you come home so tired sometimes.
well, a big part of that is, quite frankly, people not picking the right contractor to get the job done. I mean, there's stress when everything goes perfectly right. And, you know, every once in a while, you stub your toe and things don't go right. It's how fast can you put it all back together and make it right, you know, and get back on track. So a job gone bad is a high, high anxiety. That's for sure. So I hope that helps her.
So her best value then is to find a good contractor. She can give us a call for that. Yeah.
You know, go to rosieonthehouse.com and there's a consumer alert there on how to shop for a remodeling contractor. Follow that guideline and I can
meticulously
almost all but guarantee you will get the right contractor for the work you want done. So get that consumer alert ought to just be at every plumbing store, every lighting store, every hardware store. It would eliminate a lot of the dilemmas we have to fight with all week long. So, all right, let's see if we can get to Bob. Good morning, Bob.
Good morning, Rosie. How are you doing today?
Hey, man, really well. Super fantabulous.
Long-time listener, first-time caller.
Okay.
Just bought this house the first of the year, and we're noticing condensation on the inside of the windows, so we went out and got some prices on new windows.
Okay.
Prices are anywhere from $10,000 to $50,000.
Yeah.
Most of them are selling vinyl clad, and I know you don't like that. What's your suggestion?
Yeah. I'm not a fan of the vinyl, and let me have I got a little bit of time here? Yeah, a little bit. When vinyl first came out in a window product, it was a significantly inferior product that would start scaling and peeling and fading very, very quickly. As a matter of fact, the vinyl in our ultraviolet exposure here in Arizona and our heat would actually start sagging. They called it the vinyl smile that was sagging. Now, I know they've made improvements in the vinyl product. I know that Pella even makes a vinyl window, but it's a vinyl wrapped around a steel skeleton. So the steel holds the support and the weight of the glass, and the vinyl is the decorative cladding on it. But I'm still not a fan of vinyl, in particular because Pella has come out with a comparable product or a price competitive product that is far superior to vinyl, and it is fiberglass product, base product. It's called Impervia. And Bob, if you're looking at getting a window package quote for replacement, I'm telling everybody, you're crazy if you don't get a quote for Pella Impervia. Romy's put a couple of them in at his house. The fiberglass is much more dimensionally stable than the vinyl. And the vinyl, to be dimensionally stable, they have to build it out so big. I mean, it's like visually, to me, the vinyl windows are like just these big, clunky, ugly, oversized framed. They look, I don't know. I just don't think they're visually appealing at all. And this Impervia line is just a nice, sleek-looking little line. There's not too much frame there. And it is cost competitive to a lot of the vinyl, a lot of the better vinyl products out there. So it's, I'm not surprised, Bob, that you're getting quotes. I hope you listeners heard what he said. He's getting quotes from $10,000 to $50,000.
And those $50,000 windows are probably pretty cool. Or wood interior, yeah. Metal clad. They may have built-in shutters and shade rolling inside. Yeah. But there's also, you know, at what point is it too much for your home? You know, that's not a window for every home by any means. But neither is a $10,000. You know, you've got to be able to put it in the quality and property value equivalent to your home.